Begin the current daf, Mesefta's Yuma, daf Lamed Aleph. Begin the Amid Beis. Begin the Tez Devasta. Begin with the Gemara. Keeping the Shishu, well, since it's made out of marble, so Mamashu Abdilei. So then they would do it with just a manure amount. So it wasn't an Amo. So says Tez, what's that referring to? It's referring to Lamaziva. It's referring to the floor, which they used to have to make with clay and sand beneath the mikveh, so that it shouldn't leak out. Now, the basic mikveh is made out of marble, so that's something that's not porous, so it's enough for just a minute amount. Oh, and therefore that answers the other question too. To keep the maziba d'shisha daki moed, now since the floor is made out of marble, is very thin, and like we said, it's made out of marble. Oh, so then like they also only needed now the roof of the gate beneath it also to only be a minute amount. In other words, the reason why they usually have to make a roof beneath it a thickness of an amma, because the floor above is an amma, which is thick, it's going to weigh down on the roof. Now that the roof is not so heavy, now that the floor is not so heavy on top of it, the roof itself doesn't have to be heavy either, and it's also enough to be a mashu. And therefore, that's why it wasn't added on to the 23 ammas. The beginning was the Gemara of Amrav Kahana. Like Rav Kahana said, "Kadesh Yaka Kohen Gadol Shabbat Siyam Shalbot." So the Kohen Gadol recognizes that the service of the day is that of linen. What? Where is this Rav Kahana? So it says, "Like, come on, it's later on. Gabbai Yaviyul Bidlov, when they would bring him his white linen garments, that when he was switched into that from the Big Dizav, they brought him the white sheets." So it says, "Tame, it's a wonder." Why? So we're saying it over here when he's putting in the Big Dizav, and we're saying, "Oh, like he says over there." Well, why does he say over there and not over here? Where this is the first halacha brought. So it says, nearly it seems to me, because in this halacha, which we're quoting over here, but he wasn't concerned to say it over here, because the pshitin tzarech hekera, of course, we know we don't need him. We know that you need a recognition. We're just quoting him, but we know that you need a recognition. Shlayita, that he shouldn't make a mistake. And put on all the shmayim begadim. Like he does all year round. Because you push a big dichal, when he usually takes off his weekly clothing, he puts on all the shmayim begadim. That's why they spread out a linen garment. That he should not wear the linen with the golden garments. Only linen garments by themselves. Meaning we know that when he's going to do that, that he should recognize that. But in regards to the sefer, where he's taking off the golden garments and he's putting on other garments, so I mean, you would have thought to say the lavatzar doesn't need a recognition the badalism, but if he's not going to make the mistake because he's taking off the golden garments. That's chedesh that even over there. But moreover, is that so I mean, you would have thought to say since he already did this once before, already gave him a reminder earlier in the day. Sagabach would be enough. He said, no, it wouldn't be enough with one recognition. It'd be now where he's actually going to put on the white garments that even over there, that was his chiddush. But for sure, earlier in the day when he's putting on his golden garments, that let him know, only over here, but this is going to be separate, that when he's putting on the white linen one, it should not be with the big dizav. Which it says only one time the word berachatz, but it's in between the taking off and the putting on, so we say it applies to both. It says that your money you should not give it to him with neshach amarbis, b'neshach b'marbis leitinach lecha, which actually only says one time. But we say that neshach amarbis, which is in between the two terms of monies and foods, that we say it applies to both. Same idea. But says Tosafot, it's a wonder. Because the parakam of the Gedushin Amrin, and the first parakam of the Gedushin of Lamed Beis Amrin Beis, the Gemara tells us about Tana Kama, which they have machlekes there regarding the halachas of when they say we're talking about Dr. Bnei Zalkin, exactly what's the parameters of Allah? And the Gemara asks, but Tana Kama Isak, he says that, oh no, if you would say like a basic lily, then lift the Rechman, the Torah should have said, when they say we're talking about Darta, talking about Dr. Bnei Zalkin Bechulu. It should have said that each one applies to both. That from the fact that it didn't, each one has its own separate Allah. It's not like both apply by both. Says Taisha, why didn't the Gemara say? No, Avakav like said talking about Dr. Lechad Zemnim, only says one time, but name of the Kohen Lefan of Alachar Kiyacha. What do you mean? Why didn't you say that since in the middle, it goes on both, like we're saying over here, and like we're saying in by the laws of Ribbis. So Taisha, there's something you can say, yes, no, Hasan Leshach talk about Panay. It's not appropriate to say, talk him on the word Panay. There's two words, there's Mipnei Seba talk him, but Dr. Panay Zakin. So talk him it's not appropriate on Panay, Ela al Mipnei. Mipnei Seba talk him. So talk him is not going on the next words of and Tukum is not going on that. The word Tukum is appropriate on Mipnei, not on Pnei. And also the other word, Vadarta, which is Vadarta Pnei Zalkin, you can't say it's going on the verse beforehand, the part of the verse beforehand of Mnei Seba Tukum. Elal Pnei only goes on Pnei, that's like it says in the Bosnian Echa, Pnei Zalkin, Loi Nadar. So therefore, you couldn't have said that it's going on the one before or the one after, depending on whichever pasuk it is. That's why the Gemara didn't, and that's why Tanakhama was saying, according to Rizik, should have said each one individually. And obviously, it's not going on both. And it says, regarding the five psukim, which it's not clear exactly, is it going on the words before or afterwards? So it says, later on in Perak Hatzila, in the basic basis, I'm going to explain why over there, don't you say like over here? I mean, there we're saying we're not sure what's on before, what's after. Why don't you say both? Like we're saying over here, it's going on both because it's the word between. So he says, over there, he'll explain why we don't say that.